question from Tushar Vora Prabhu. You had mentioned in one of the answers that you should not label situations as good and bad, but instead be fixed in devotional remembrance of Krishna. But I find this quite difficult. The mind inevitably does label situations as good and bad. Example, when you are broke, won't you feel it as a bad situation? How can we experience a situation when you do not feel the miseries at all due to devotional remembrance of Krishna? Answer. First of all, there is the principle to understand, and then there is the principle to apply practically. So, only when we are at least clear about the principle, then we can think about applying it. So, in principle, we understand that maya adhyakshena prakriti suyati sacharacharam, that Krishna is in control and whatever he does is for our ultimate benefit. So therefore, nothing is actually unfavorable, and we need to see how whatever has happened is actually favorable, and we may not see it immediately, it may take time for us. But first and foremost is the understanding based on faith that Krishna is always our well-wisher and benefactor, and whatever happens is for our ultimate good, although we may not be able to see that good right now. Now, this is the philosophical or transcendental vision. This is most often in our day-to-day life sabotaged, overpowered by the normal material, functional day-to-day vision, where we see situations as good and bad. So, when we practice Krishna consciousness, it is not subtracting the material from our consciousness. It is adding the transcendental to our consciousness. So, what does this mean? It means that it's not that we become oblivious to the material reality. If in the temple, say, the bhoga is being offered to Krishna and the bhoga has not been cooked properly, then do we just become unconscious to the fact that it has not been cooked properly and say, oh, it's Krishna prasad only, just see the transcendental part and not see the taste or anything like that? Actually, even the taste, because it is connected with Krishna, is not material, it is transcendental, it is a part of the service to Krishna. So, now, when people without a devotional consciousness come to the temple, they will see only the material part. They will say, oh, this is cooked so poorly. Or if it has been well cooked, they will see that it is cooked so nicely. Now, as devotees, we see the way it has been cooked at the material level, and we also try to perceive its transcendental aspect. But perceiving the transcendental aspect does not mean that we neglect the material or functional aspect. So somebody might argue that there is nothing material about prasadam. That is fine at one level. But at the same time, any transcendental principle, when it is manifested at the material level, it follows material laws. So if I don't put sugar in the sweet, then the sweet is still prasad, but it is not sweet to taste. So there is an objective material deficiency that is there. And if we try to oversee that and call everything as transcendental, then we will not be able to function at all. Even Srila Prabhupada, for the functioning of ISKCON, said that if Krishna consciousness has to spread, it will spread by organization and intelligence. Now, organization in and of itself is not transcendental. There can be materialists who can do excellent organization also. But Srila Prabhupada considered it important because that is how the spreading of Krishna consciousness in the material world will be facilitated. So, I am giving all these examples to emphasize the point that Krishna consciousness does not mean subtracting the material from our consciousness, but it means adding the transcendental to our consciousness. So, if I am in a materially adverse situation, if I am in a financially precarious situation, if, as you put it, I am broke, then naturally I'll be concerned about it. And I have to do whatever is required to deal with that situation. If a student has an exam coming up and he's not well prepared, He may say that, oh, my not being prepared is just material. But his material duties are also ultimately meant for Krishna, and he has to do the needful. Maybe if your last few days before the exam is to intensively focus on the studies. So, along with that, doing the studies at a material level, a devotee also understands there is a transcendental principle. Yes, I should do the best that I can, but then I will leave the rest to Krishna. Because ultimately Krishna is the protector of his devotees. And although I am not a serious devotee, still I am a struggling devotee, and Krishna will help me also in some way or the other. So, as devotees, we do need to deal with the situation at the material level. But if we see the situation only at the material level, then we will be overwhelmed by the material emotions. And if we try to artificially see the situation only at the transcendental level, in the sense that we act as if there is no problem at all, then we will actually miss out on the practicality of Krishna consciousness, which is what brings most of the results, and which is what actually the expression of our devotion to Krishna in this world. So Srila Prabhupada was always having a transcendental vision. That's how, even when considering the same example, he went broke when his business collapsed because of various factors, including some kind of cheating by others and some fire and various factors. Was Srila Prabhupada affected? He was certainly affected, in the sense that made him change his plans. Instead of continuing his business, he decided to take sannyas. But before that, he earlier in his grihastha life, when he was acting as a grihastha, he faced several reversals. And he did the needful to deal with the reversals. But at the same time, he continued his Krishna consciousness also. He continued wherever his business would take him, he would try to himself preach or assist the Gaudiya Math devotees who were there at that time in that place, to help them to get business contacts and to help them preach in that place and set up a center over there. So Srila Prabhupada in his life demonstrated a very keen awareness of things as they were happening at the functional level. If we want to call it, we can call it the material level. And at the same time, he was very deeply connected to see everything at the spiritual level. So he tried at a multifunctional level to restore his business several times. When it didn't work, finally he saw it as Krishna's mercy, and he focused entirely on his preaching. But before that, he was doing his due responsibilities diligently. But he was not overwhelmed when the business reversals came. And he did not become depressed or broken down or anything like that. So, in material level of consciousness, if people become broke, they often become broken down by that. They break financially and they become emotionally because of that. Because a devotee's emotions have a transcendental shelter, so a devotee will not break down. So, as devotees, at a functional level, we should surely do whatever is required to deal with the situation. At the same time, by giving adequate time to connecting ourselves with Krishna, through hearing about Krishna, through chanting Krishna's names, through reading the scriptures, associating with devotees, we will be able to get a sense of shelter and security. We will understand that ultimately things are stable. That ultimately there is one shelter which will never be lost. No matter what happens at the material level in my life, Krishna is always playing his flute, and Krishna is always present in my heart, and the spiritual world and the pathway to the spiritual world are always there for me to march ahead on. So the more things change in our life, the more we need to take shelter of things that don't change. So when we take shelter of the things that don't change, that doesn't mean we neglect the change. By taking shelter of the things that don't change, that is Krishna and his remembrance and his shelter, then we get the maturity and the strength to face the things that change. And in that way, without being emotionally overwhelmed, we can deal with the situation in the best possible way, that is practical in that situation. So as far as the labeling is concerned, what I meant by the labeling is not ostrich-like obliviousness to the situation. that when things go wrong at the material level, we just act as if nothing has gone wrong and act transcendental. That's not what I meant. By labeling, what I meant was that we often get emotionally clamped or overwhelmed because of the negative mental energy that is generated by the perception that everything has fallen down, that nothing is going right in my life, I have hit the dead end of the road of my life. So when we know that the spiritual world is much bigger than the material world, and the spiritual pathway always remains open and beckoning, no matter how grim or dreary or gloomy or despondent the material side of our life looks, then that awareness that there is one thing that is always open and ready for me to give me shelter and to give me solace and strength, that enables us to face the material side in a more mature way. So by not labeling, we don't let our emotional energy get clamped, and therefore without the labeling, without losing the mental energy, we can actually function more effectively at the material level also. So in essence, the answer is that Krishna consciousness means not subtracting the material side of reality in our consciousness, but adding the transcendental side of reality in our consciousness, and thereby dealing with the material side of reality without being overwhelmed by the emotions that may otherwise be generated by the material side of the reality. Thank you.